getting to know Bo Leisure from the Knoxville baseball team. Bo, thanks for joining us. And start out with favorite athlete. Who you got?
Ooh, favorite athlete. I think it's probably Bo Jackson. Bo Jackson, you know, he's just awesome, too, a sport athlete and all that stuff. Grew up idolizing his highlights and all that stuff. So,
do you have a favorite warm-up song, or maybe kind of keep it a little mellow for you?
I don't really have a preference, but I don't know. Like, country's cool, and then whatever, hip-hop, you know, the new school stuff.
Just anything. Do you have a favorite movie?
Probably, I think Shawshank Redemption's pretty good.
That is a good movie. I've watched that several times. What is your best high school sports memory?
I'd say either placing second at state on my golf team. That was awesome. We accomplished that. Or winning conference last year. You know, because we hadn't done that in a while, and we were kind of at the pinnacle of the South Central Conference for a minute. So regaining that title last year was pretty nice.
And, of course, I'm sure you want to make a few more memories here in the next 2 weeks as well. Do you have any superstitions you have to do before the game?
I don't know if it's a superstition, but I have to have, before I pitch, I have to have a massage gun. If I don't have a massage gun, I feel like my shoulder's not activated enough, so I make sure my buddy Luke Roseman brings his, and so yeah.
Who's your role model, and why do you look up to them?
Probably Turner, because I just look up to how he, you know, goes about things and cares for us and the kids, and just, you know, how he's there for us every day. Like, he's told us multiple times, like, you know, he doesn't get to have sons, so we're his boys for 4 years, and I think that's pretty special.
Any siblings? I know you have a sibling because one of them works for us, but how well do you get along with them?
Oh, me and Elena have a great relationship. She's like my best friend, so she's awesome. She's my rock, and, you know, we have good times together.
Hawkeyes or Cyclones or another team? Answer wisely now, Bo.
Ooh. You know what? I'm not a Hawkeye fan. I actually like the Buckeyes. I'll go Ohio State. My dad's from Ohio, so I'm not a bandwagon. But I'd prefer Iowa State over Iowa any day.
You're going to have to become an Abilene Christian fan here pretty soon too, aren't you?
Yep. Yep, that'll be starting in August, so that'll be fun.
Do you have a favorite pro sports team?
I like the Cincinnati Reds for Major League Baseball. I mean, again, just my dad from being from Ohio and hanging out there with my summers earlier in my days, you know, I kind of sparked an interest for them, so yeah.
Most played song on your playlist? You went through a ton of genres. Is there a certain song that you like to play?
Ooh, I'd say it's probably Alan Jackson's Chattahoochee. We play that all the time, and then that's a good one for the bus rides too, so.
Any pets?
I have a dog named Max.
And how do you enjoy spending time alone?
Probably either going to the gym or playing video games with my buds. I mean, that's probably not, I mean, that's alone, right? But, or just chilling out, watching YouTube, you know, kind of simple stuff. So, yeah.
If you could time travel, where in time would you go?
Probably, I'm really interested in like the 1940s, like baseball, you know, Lou Gehrig and, or 30s, I guess, Lou Gehrig and Babe Ruth and those times, and just see how the game was played back in the day. So probably then.
I think I know the answer to this one. Are you active on social media?
Yes, very much so.
If there is a sport that you don't currently play that you would like to try, and doesn't have to be, you know, maybe a mainstream sport, maybe a non-mainstream sport, what would be that one sport that you have maybe watched on TV or see that, man, I'd like to try that?
Probably because it's so similar to baseball. Like, I want to try cricket because it looks, I don't know, it looks pretty hard. You know, the guys, how they're throwing it in there and how they ended up hitting it with that paddle and stuff. I don't know. That looks pretty interesting, so.
All right, Bo Leisure, thanks a lot, and you know, best luck as we move forward, and we'll be keeping an eye on you when you head down to Texas.
All right, thanks, Derek.